Ashford, get that crate up, quickly now. It should have been here an hour ago. That's the last time I do business with a southerner, I swear it.
Father, we are southerners.
You know what I mean. Southerners south goes, the ice shelves. The sun never sets there, so they grow up with no concept of time. Bryce, go make sure the other cargo is secure. And check on Cook while you're down there. Make sure he has everything he needs. Mallory, am I forgetting anything? My charts.
In your cabin, on the desk.
Thank you. Do I need to check on our stowaways?
No. They're over there at the bow, see? And can you believe that two of them have never sailed before?
I can believe that. They're inlanders. There's no need for it where they go. I don't suspect this will be a good experience.
Over the hills and under the sea, everywhere I go I have a bottle with me. Pull out the cork, pour me some more, then I close my eyes and begin to snore.
Wow, that was great. You're done now, right?
And when I wake up I wipe my eyes, I look outside and look at the skies. Then how did the rest go?
It doesn't matter. Now shut up and give it a rest.
No, it does matter. Hey, can you tell them to make less noise? I can't think straight.
They're not the problem. Why can't you stay sober for longer than an hour?
I can. It's just easier this way.
It doesn't look easier. Looks like you're going to be sick. Why don't you close your eyes and take a nap?
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to lay down here.
Great.
You were friends before this trip? How?
First years don't pick their roommates. I ended up with him.
Ah, that makes sense. Was he always...
drunk? No. About halfway through our first year, his father died. He left school for a week to bury him. When he came back, the drinking started. They were close.
That's terrible. He can't be like this for the rest of his life, though.
Oh, he seems intent on it. No matter what I say, no matter what he screws up, he goes back to drinking. Yeah, I think this trip might be the best chance he'll ever have of getting out of this hole he's fallen into. Actually, Henry, I've got a favor to ask.
First tell me what it is.
Go down to our cabin. Get rid of his stash of drinks. Ale, whiskey, whatever he's got.
I don't think so. He would know it was us.
He would never expect you. I'll tell him one of the sailors must have snuck in and stolen it. With a little luck, this captain will decide it's finally time to set sail, and we won't see another tavern for a month.
Okay, but if he asks me about what happened, will you back me up?
Deal. Now go on, be quick about it.
Let's get on with it. Raise anchor! Quarter sails until we're out of the bay, then full sails. And we need to drop these whelps off at Quiet Island in 5 days. But feel free to throw that one over if he keeps singing.
God, my head is killing me. Oh, was he talking about me? He was talking about me.
Yeah, he was talking about you. And I want you to know that if someone does try to throw you overboard, I'm looking forward to seeing how big of a splash you'll make.
Was I singing that?
Yep.
And it sounded bad?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Wow, look at that, guys. We're sailing.
Enjoy it now. Once we hit open seas, it won't be as pleasant.
You're mistaken, Lee. My stomach and I are close friends. He would never betray me. Trust me. Okay, Lee, you were right. Henry, how are you?
I have my bucket ready. Lee, you okay?
I'm fine. Should I get you anything?
Water, please. Just some water.
Sure. I'll get some.
About to lose it. Oh no.
Damn it. This is horrible.
Here. Drink slowly.
Thank you.
No thanks. It's just going to come back up anyway.
Every little bit will help you stay well. Just take sips for now.
If this doesn't pass tomorrow, Lee, I want you to hit me on the head really hard and wake me up when we get there. And if I die, that's okay.
You'll be okay. I'm surprised you're not begging for some whiskey to get you through all this.
Oh God, no, I don't even want to think about that right now. I'm tipsy enough as it is.
I ran to the cook getting some water. He said he'll send us some dinner soon. You'd probably try and eat a little bit if possible. You'll need the energy.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I reckon I'll save that for whenever this is over.
Did you guys hear Captain Reese earlier say Quiet Island? Like that's what it's called? Craswell said it was unexplored. Why does it have a name?
The ice shelves haven't been explored either, but they're named.
Good point. But why quiet?
No clue. But names are funny things. Once something's named, it's what it is from then on. No matter how inaccurate it is. Take the East Island, for example. Are they the furthest lands to the east? No. The first guy to find them thought that since he was east of his home, then east would be a good description. Would have liked to see his face when he heard that there was a whole continent a little further east.
So by that logic, Quiet Island will actually be really loud? I don't get your point.
I'm just saying it'll probably be named by someone who sailed by without seeing any signs of civilization and thought, it's quiet. No mystery there. That's the captain. Bet he'll say the same thing.
Good evening, young men. Here's your dinner. But I'll just set it here for now. You can eat it when you're feeling better. Cook made a stew, and he doesn't cook anything bad, believe me.
Thanks. You work for the cook?
I work for just about everybody on this ship. Anything that needs doing that nobody wants to do, get old Gray to do it. Yes, sir, that's how it goes. Do you need anything else?
No, we're fine. How long have you been on the ship, if you don't mind me asking? I grew up a fisherman. Been around sailors a lot. It's a young man's profession, usually.
Yeah, I'm old, aren't I? I've been here 30 or 40 years, I think. Most of my old buddies found land and settled down. I was never good at saving coin and don't have a family, so right here is where I want to be. I'd better be going now, see if Cook needs anything else.
Thanks again, sailor. Pleasant seas.
Pleasant seas. My son used to say that. You remind me of him.
I thought you said he didn't have a family.
I don't anymore.
Interesting. Stories I bet he could tell. How are you both?
I'm feeling a little better.
Still bad for me.
I told you to drink some water. I'm telling you, it helps. Here.
All right. Happy?
Very. I'm going to try to sleep. I suggest you both do the same. Keep your bucket close.
Good night. And look on the bright side. Only 4.5 days to go.
There you go, Henry. There's a joke. I told you we'd warm up to us, Lee.
Close your eyes, friend.
You know, after the 50th time I threw up, I thought to myself, surely there's nothing left in my stomach to come up. But no.
Oh, I feel loads better. Look at that. Surrounded by water. Oh, it's incredible.
It is quite the feeling to be all the way out here. If we were to go down, nobody would ever find us. Ever.
Hey, thanks for that image.
Oh, there's the captain. Should we go ask him about why it's called Quiet Island?
You go for it. I want to stay close to the ledge.
Let us know what he says.
Hello, sir. Oh, if you're busy, I can come back later.
No. Speak, boy. I'm listening. How was the first night?
Myself and one other were sick most of the night. But I'm feeling better. And I think he is too, hopefully.
Good. Well, that should have been the worst of it. You would be surprised the amount of crewmen I have who have been sailing with me for years. Still, first night back at sea after a break, their stomachs turn like they've never sailed before. Once the body adjusts, though, you'll be fine.
Well, that's encouraging. I was actually wondering about what you said yesterday. About Quiet Island? How did it get that name?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how much help I can be, though. That's a name I don't know the origin to. He was called that long before I started sailing. Why do you ask?
Just wondering if it had been explored before. And was trying to find out if there was a reason behind the name.
You know who might know? Cook. Well, he's been sailing longer than anybody. Why don't you go ask him?
He's been sailing longer than Gray?
Oh. You've met Gray, have you? Yes, I suppose he's been here longer than anyone. But take some caution with his words, between you and I. I think his mind is going in his old age. Yes, I wouldn't put too much stock into what he says. Cook would be helpful, though.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. I'll go speak with him.
Anytime, son.
I think it was a shark, but I'm not sure.
I know a school of fish when I see one. Hey, what did the captain say about the island?
Nothing. He told me to ask Cook. Something weird happened, though. I told him that we had met Gray, and he got upset, like he doesn't like him or something. He said that the old age is messing with his head and his words shouldn't be taken seriously.
I didn't get that notion at all. For an old sailor, he seems pretty sharp.
I agree. He was bothered that you reminded him of his son, but that's understandable.
Well, I say we just ask Gray about it anyways. Maybe we'll see him tonight again.
Sounds good. How's he doing?
Not good, man. Shit.
You're fine.
Okay, I'm good now, mostly. I never, ever want to sail again. This is it. I'm just going to stay on the island and live out the rest of my days in the sun.
Great. Now eat something. Here, take some fruit. You need it.
Sure, fruit and a drink? How about that?
You're gonna want to lay off the drink for now. Water only, until you're back to normal.
I'm gonna go find Gray and see if he's bringing dinner again. Hey, Mallory! Hey, have you seen Gray?
I haven't. What do you need?
We just wanted to know when he was bringing dinner again. Mostly, we just wanted to talk to him.
Okay, well, I'm not sure where he is. Let me finish a couple of things, and then I'll bring you dinner myself. That work?
That works. Thank you. See you soon. No Gray tonight, I guess. I ran into Mallory, and she hasn't seen him for a while.
Damn. Oh well.
She's bringing food, though.
I don't have much time, so listen. Don't get off on the island. You're not the first. Talk to Gregory in port on the East Islands. Understand?
What? What do you mean?
Trust me. Sure, I'll go grab your dinner. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Gray, come with me now. You're not well. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm afraid Gray isn't feeling too well. I think the heat has gotten to him. Come on, let's get you back to the infirmary. And what did he say to you?
He just asked if we wanted dinner, sir. He brought it to us last night.
All right. All right, that's good. Can't blame him for trying to help you. I'll see that your meals are delivered shortly.
What the hell was that about?
Something is going on.
Oh, come on! You don't seriously believe that old bag, do you? I think all these years in the sun has seriously fried his brain.
No, I agree with Lee. Something is off about all of this. I mean, the captain is the one acting strange, right? It's obvious that he doesn't want Gray speaking with us. That is obvious, right? Even earlier when I mentioned that we had met, Captain Reese got weird about it.
This is just a research trip to an island. Craswell wouldn't send us if it was unsafe, and the captain certainly wouldn't.
What did he say exactly? We're not the first? Not the first people to go to the island? What did he say about meeting someone in port on the East Islands?
Meet Gregory, he said. That port is where they're headed after they drop us off on the island.
Guys, don't you think you're overreacting a little bit here?
No. I don't think we are. We need to find some answers. Tomorrow. Let's plan on finding Gray in the infirmary, wherever that is.
What the hell? Lee! Lee, look at this.
What do you need?
There's a carving under your bunk. Come look. Do you have a match?
Here. Oh, holy shit. LMC. Lady Margaret College. Or it could be someone's initials.
No. I think one of our classmates carved this. What does this mean?
It means Gray was right. I don't think we're the first students to be sent to the island.
Hear that?
Yeah. Here, come on. Let's peek out, quietly.
I'll crack the door. That's Gray. What are they doing to him? Lee, let's help him. That's Captain Reese talking to him. Don't recognize the other two. What are they? No!
Close it. Fuck.
What? What just happened? Lee!
I think they just killed Gray.